Frightened Dog, Rocket Man, Rogue, Madman. This exchange of insults seems like it could belong to a remake of the political satire Dr. Strangelove.
But as NPR's Jeff Brumfield explains, Kim Jong-un's statement hints at something that would be a lot more troubling than insults.
In between the Rocket Man and the dotard stuff, Kim promised this, quote, a corresponding highest level of hardline countermeasure in history, unquote. So what does that mean? It could refer to
a test in which North Korea puts a live nuclear weapon on a real live missile and then fires that sucker, presumably over Japan and into the Pacific Ocean, where it will detonate for all to see.
That's Jeffrey Lewis, a North Korea expert at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies. He says a giant mushroom cloud over the Pacific would be troubling.
If you care about peace and security and the environment and the dolphins, it's a terrible idea.
Until now, North Korea has tested nukes deep underground. It's tested its missiles separately with dummy warheads. Like earlier this month, when it sent an intermediate-range ballistic missile far into the Pacific. So what if next time there's a real nuke on top? Alex Wellerstein is a historian at the Stevens Institute of Technology. He says such a test would be extraordinary.
Live-fire ballistic missile tests with nuclear warheads on them are pretty rare.
In fact, the United States has only once launched something with a real nuke. It was 1962. The Navy fired a live Polaris A-2 missile from a submarine.
As all hands waited for the task force commander's clearance to fire, the Missile Control Center and Ethan Allen symbolized the tense anticipation of the entire team.
In this archival footage, they look nervous, and they had good reason.
It was pretty risky. There's a lot that can go wrong.
Wellerstein says missiles can explode. They can veer off course. In the end, the U.S. test worked.
The operational test of the Polaris weapons system with a nuclear warhead was completely successful.
But North Korean missiles frequently fail. Lewis, who studied the missile program, says putting a nuke on top of one of these missiles could go really wrong.
The worst case scenario is it blows up on the launch pad and the weapon detonates and you kill some enormous number of people.
Or it could fall on Japan or be mistaken by the South Koreans for a real attack. The threat of accidents and miscalculations is high. And Lewis says at the heart of it is the rhetoric between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump.
This is a self-inflicted crisis. The two of these men, having deeply invested their egos in this dispute, can't find a way to cool off, right? And they just keep pushing each other.
The question is, how far will they go? Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.